Okay. This was necessary to be done because the north in Libya was under Gaddafi's control, and he would turn an honor whenever he felt like doing it. And also, because of that, he hindered a lot of the communication in the between the various revolutionaries and the people in Free Libya. So he would, by him turning it off, they would not be able to communicate and organize things inside of Libya. Because of that, also, he forced everybody to use satellite phones, which are very, very expensive and to own and very hard to use. So a lot of the time, the communication on satellite phone, you have to be outside, you have to have a very good signal with the satellite to be able to talk to people. So a lot of the government, high-ranking government officials from the Mejlis were always at risk when inside in public spaces, trying to get a signal to be to talk to the outside world. So by having their own, you know, taking over this network, we provided them, you know, the cellular phone coverage for the populace, so everybody would be able to have receive international phone calls from the rest of the world, and so for the Mejlis to be able to call people like they normally did on their cell phones and talk to the various people around the world to help coordinate with things, you know, even inside the country.
In layman's language, can you explain how it was done?
Sure. And the basics of it is that the network was basically controlled out of Tripoli. So we had to create a disconnect from between the east and the west part of Libya. And since most of the equipment was is in Tripoli, we had a lot of missing equipment inside of the Benghazi side. So we disconnected a lot of the major switching equipment out of Benghazi and brought online some very critical hardware along with some satellite connectivity to provide an international gateway to the rest of the world. So by bringing on this certain equipment, we were able to turn on the network locally and then provide international inbound and outbound calling. And shortly we'll be providing SMS also service.
You got millions of dollars, I gather, from Qatar and the United Arab Emirates.
No, let me make that clear. It was provided by Libyan businessmen here in the UAE.
Okay.
And some other places, it was donations, but there was no Qatari government involvement.
Why did it require so much money?
Because there's a lot of, because this is telecom grade equipment, so there was a lot of missing critical equipment like HLRs, IN, and SMS. So we had to buy some very specialized telecom equipment that were in the millions of dollars price range. And satellite connectivity and bandwidth and then international capacity and all this stuff.
So how long did it take?
Surprisingly, only a couple of, from inception of the idea, which we, I would say, the 6th of March, till we got it in there, less than a month. The biggest delay factor was being stuck in Egypt. Wise, which was almost a week, almost was burned, a week and a half burned in transport.
So how long has it been going? For sort of a week or so?
Domestically, a bit more than 2 weeks, and internationally, we turned on the lines around the 2nd of April, and so inbound has now been working for about a week.
And how's it working?
Very good. You can call inward. It's very, people can all receive. We've limited the outbound while we're turning on about your pace, you know, prepaid system back online, which was in Tripoli now in Benghazi, so we have slowly are turning that back forward. But it's, right now it's limited to, like in the UK right now, limited to utilizing prepaid cards because the UK telecoms have not, providers have not tied into the new Libyan network. But regional carriers in the Middle East have now made direct dialing possible off their phones to the new Libyan network.
What do you think the significance of this is?
It now allows the outside world to be able to call their family and be able to talk to them freely, not worry about the phones being tapped anymore, because people historically have always been fearful when they talked on the phone. You know, Gaddafi people are always listening and they're recording our conversations. They will, you know, people always had a fear when they talked on the phone. Now this is almost the first time ever in Libya that people have been able to make phone calls without fear of being listened to.
What
and they have the outside world able to reach.
What about the significance for the opposition movement?
This was very significant for the opposition movement because now they're in, you know, this is an independent network from Gaddafi, and this is allows them to be able to do communication coordination at the same time for them to be able to coordinate things overseas with the various governments around the world. So they don't have the same, you know, they have the ability to make phone calls quickly without having to, in a secure location, without having to be in exposed target areas.
Is it secure? Is there a chance of it being sort of hacked back by the regime?